Good evening, and welcome to Kel's Wonderful Life. So I was speaking with my very good friend the other day, and he asked me how long it's been since I last spoke about robots. Robotics, after all, is my vocation, and something about which I take a certain delight in extensive exposition. He suggested that perhaps I should talk about how robots in fiction relate to modern robotic science, such as how Mega Man and R2-D2 compare to Asimo and HRP-4. This seemed like a perfectly serviceable suggestion, but where to start? Robots have been a feature of human ingenuity for centuries, dating back to the ancient Greek statues built by Hero of Alexandria that moved, powered by steam, pulleys, and levers. Even by that point, robots had already become part of human culture, such as the Jewish Golem or Pygmalion's Galatea. Undoubtedly, our imagination for sentient artificial people had long outstripped our ability to fabricate them. While our capabilities to produce complex machines have increased over the centuries, our craft could never meet our expectations. Even the genius Leonardo di Ser Piero da Vinci designed a robot that could move its arms and head, but do little else. Unsurprisingly, the automata that appeared to act with true creativity and intelligence turned out to be fakes, such as the astonishing Mechanical Turk machine that played chess against statesmen such as Benjamin Franklin and Napoleon, but, in fact, was a ruse using a concealed chess master within its apparatus. Carl Capek's 1930 stage play, RUR, or Rossum's Universal Robots, gave us a more modern interpretation of automata, in which primitive protoplasmic cells are manipulated to create living machines. Incidentally, it's from Capek's classic that we get the term robot, which is derived from Czechoslovakian for slave worker. As it turns out, the idea of using cellular material to create complex thinking machines is not so far-fetched. The University of Reading has recently developed a mobile robot controlled by rat neural cells interfaced with electronics. It's hoped that the system will provide scientists with insights into how brains work and lead to new technology for thought-controlled prosthetics and interfaces. From that time, robots have flourished in culture, both in cinema and literature. Films such as Metropolis, Wizard of Oz, and The Day the Earth Stood Still brought forth a persistent presence of robots in the popular mind. In literature, the benchmark for robots, both fictional and real, has undoubtedly been the robot stories of Isaac Asimov. Unlike other writers, Asimov didn't see the robots in his stories as allegories or menaces, but rather as emotional people rendered in hardware, pathos ex machina. His writings inspired a generation of scientists, enthralled by a vision of robots that were not only servants of man, but also partners and individuals in their own right. Asimov's conception of robots as logical entities that abide by the three laws of robotics had great resonance with the new science of computer-controlled automata. The first breed of truly modern robots, such as Unimate, Pioneer, and Hero, operated by performing logical rules-based computations on sensory data about the world to determine the correct course of action. The same method drives virtually all robots today. More recently, people are perhaps most familiar with robots from popular science fiction movies, such as Star Wars and The Terminator. Star Wars was a cultural touchstone for robotics, in that it represented robots in a gritty, realistic way, as immensely functional tools that, whilst embodying sentience and personality, were intrinsically utilitarian. By the time Star Wars was filmed, robots had already become well established in industry. Changing expectations saw a mechanical person as a tool, rather than as a companion. While a droid may play chess with you, it is primarily something you bought to fix your speeder, rather than to keep you company. Unquestionably, since that time, the trend has continued, and the vast majority of robots are industrial. Only recently has the affordability of robotic systems come to the point where spurious uses for domestic robots has become practical. Of course, from the outset of the robotic genre, mechanical servants have been seen as a source of peril, as well as service. The notion of slavery and revolt is too deeply embedded in our psyches to ignore the possibility of our metal helpmates turning on us. Today, nothing so typifies this fear as the Terminator films. Beyond simple mechanical menace, we combine our fear of rebellious machines with our fear of the atomic bomb and complete annihilation. It is a fear of our own creation and technology itself. This paranoia has been given new breath by the recent advances in automated military technology, such as cruise missiles, combat unmanned aerial vehicles, and ground-based mobile robots equipped with machine guns and rocket launchers. In that vein, perhaps the new driver of social conception of robots is to be found in video games, where robots take center stage as both protagonists and villains. In many ways, video games echo and challenge our ideas about what robots are and can be. While robots in computer games span the spectrum from wordless automatons to highly conversant and personable characters, they invariably embody our dreams more than our fears. Robots are both protagonists, or otherwise vanquishable adversaries. However, we never experience dread from mechanical foes because we know they'll be defeated by the narrative. They show our artists' imaginings of what technology might one day achieve. Colossal constructions or miniature robo-bugs, computer games are detached from the limitations of film but possessed of the power to produce compelling visions of the robotic future. Of course, with modern robotics, it's clear we have a long way to go before we meet the dreams of yesterday, let alone the unbridled creativity of today. But perhaps that's a good thing. It forever gives us something to strive for, new horizons in the idea of the perfect mechanical man, beyond the simple dream of moving statues. As technology improves and complex robotic life becomes commonplace, perhaps the new question will one day be, what is it the robots dream of making? This has been Kel's Wonderful Life, where it's always robotic. Guaranteed.